Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a sub-pressure jungle transition in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is simple. Make the section feel tight, dangerous, and fully pointed at the drop without turning the low end into soup. Now, when I say sub-pressure, I do not mean just cranking the bass louder. I mean arranging the sub so it plays a role in the transition. It should answer the vocal, lock in with the break, and create that feeling like the track is inhaling right before it punches out. We're going to keep this in the vocals area of the arrangement, because that's usually where the tension lies. That's where the listener starts paying attention to the narrative. And in drum and bass, especially jungle-leaning stuff, that narrative is all about phrasing, space, and impact. So first, zoom out and pick the transition zone. I'd suggest thinking in each bar phrasing, even if you later tighten it down. Bars 1 to 4 can be more open, with the vocal leading and the sub staying controlled. Bars 5 to 6 bring in more break movement. Bars 7 and 8 narrow the energy and set up the drop. Then that next bar has to land with confidence. If you've got a vocal phrase, choose something short and strong. A line with attitude, or something with clear consonants, will cut through much better than a long, floaty phrase. In this style, the vocal is not decoration. It's a cue. It tells the listener, pay attention, something's coming. A really useful move is to keep the vocal on its own audio track, consolidate the region, and loop just the transition section while you work. That way you're hearing the relationship between the vocal, the sub, and the drums in a focused way instead of guessing across the whole track. Next, build the sub as a focused phrase, not a constant drone. In Ableton, operator is perfect for this. Start with a sine wave, keep it mono, and strip away anything unnecessary. You want a clean, deep foundation that can carry weight without fuzzing out the rest of the mix. Set the attack very fast, keep the release short for tight movement, and only use glide if you actually want that jungle-style slide between notes. A tiny bit of glide can feel slick and dangerous, but too much turns the bass into jelly. The key here is to make the sub react to the vocal rhythm. Don't just write a bassline that fills every gap. Let it speak, then let it stop. Think of it like call and response. The vocal says something, the sub answers, the break fills the space, and then the next cue arrives. A lot of intermediate producers make the mistake of holding the sub note too long. That's when the kick and snare lose their shape, and the whole transition starts smearing. So go into the MIDI clip and shorten those note lengths. If you need the sub to breathe, use the instrument envelope for the tail, not endless clip length. A good test is this: if the transition still feels heavy when you listen at low volume, the arrangement is probably working. If it disappears when you turn it down, you're relying too much on sheer level instead of actual structure. Now bring in the jungle break. This is where the transition starts to move. You want the break to support the sub, not fight it. If the break is too busy, the low end gets crowded. If it's too straight, you lose the jungle character. So aim for a balance, where the first half is relatively sparse, then the last few bars become more active. If the break needs to be locked to the grid, use warp and slice it up cleanly. Ableton's stock tools are enough here. You can edit the break in simpler slice mode, or keep it as audio and tighten the timing manually. The important thing is that the drums feel like they're answering the tension, not just looping in the background. On the drum bus, keep your processing tasteful. A little drum bus drive can add attitude. A touch of glue compressor can make the loop feel like one unit. And if there's low junk in the break that's stepping on the sub, clean it up with EQ. But don't try to solve every arrangement problem with EQ. Sometimes the better fix is just muting one layer for a bar. Now let's shape the vocal so it sits like a tension cue. Use EQA to high pass the low rumble, trim any harshness if needed, and keep the vocal focused in the mid-range. A short delay throw on the last word can sound massive in this style. Reverb can work too, but keep it controlled. You want atmosphere, not wash. One really strong jungle move is to chop the vocal into one or two rhythmic fragments and place them between the sub notes. That gives you a real call and response feel. The vocal fires off, the sub hits back, the break fills the gap, and then the final vocal cue sets up the drop. And here's a subtle but important coach note: use the vocal as a timing ruler. Instead of dropping every chop exactly on the grid, try nudging one slightly early or late. That tiny imperfection can make the groove feel more human and more dangerous. It gives the sub something to lean into. Now we build pressure through automation. This is where the section starts to feel alive. Automate filter cutoff on the bass or vocal, increase saturation gradually, maybe bring up echo feedback on the vocal tail and narrow the sound as you approach the drop. You're not just making things bigger, you're making them more focused. A really effective tension curve is this. Early bars stay open and clean, middle bars get a bit more drive and delay, and the final bars strip away width and low-end clutter, so the impact can hit harder. Remember, if everything rises at once, nothing feels bigger. Pick one main tension move and support it with one or two smaller ones. If the transition feels too clean, resampling is your friend. Route the bass and vocal together, record the section, and then chop the rendered audio into usable moments. That lets you create reverse tails, tiny pickups, little impact hits, or a custom pre-drop suck-in that feels deliberate and performance-like. This is especially good in jungle, because those transitions often feel edited and collage-like while still being dancefloor tight. Resampling turns a good idea into a signature moment. Now zoom out and think like a DJ. Does the section arrive in a clear phrase? Is the low end stripped enough before the drop? Does the vocal actually set up the next section emotionally? Could another tune mix in or out cleanly here? A strong arrangement usually feels like reveal, pressure, release, impact, not just constant motion. So if your transition is getting crowded, subtract something. Remove a layer for a bar. Let the drums answer after the vocal. Leave space for the drop to breathe. Here's a quick advanced variation if you want to push it further. For the last two bars, let the sub imply a kind of halftime wait while the break stays full tempo. Or try a micro drop, where you remove the sub for a single beat and then bring it back with a vocal hit. That vacuum effect hits hard in dark TNB. You can also use a tiny downward pitch glide on the final sub note, just enough to add attitude. Keep it subtle. We're going for menace, not cartoon swoop. A couple of common mistakes to avoid here. Don't let the sub ring too long. Don't overload the transition with too many layers. Don't widen the low end. Don't drown the vocal in reverb. And don't forget to strip some of the break's low frequency content, if it's fighting the bass. For darker or heavier drum and bass, subtle saturation on the subgroup can help the bass translate on smaller systems. Keep the sub mono, and if you want extra grit, layer a quiet mid-bass or filtered reese above it. The true sub should stay simple. The upper layer can do the dirty talking. So your challenge is this. Build a short transition in Ableton Live 12 with a vocal fragment, a tight sine sub, and a jungle break. Make the vocal lead the ear, make the sub answer with purpose, and to automate your way into the drop. Then test it in mono. If it still feels powerful, you've done the job right. Bottom line, in drum and bass, the transition is not filler. It's a statement. Tight sub, clear vocal, disciplined drums, and just enough pressure to make the drop feel inevitable. Let's make it hit.